USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he will always fight to help the American manufacturing sector. While visiting a Whirlpool facility in Ohio yesterday, he told the company's workers that politicians have let foreign nations steal such jobs and loot American factories.
They catered to the special interests while allowing foreign nations to siphon off our wealth, our dignity, our dreams, our money.
The president added Whirlpool's 9 factories across the U.S. are now thriving like never before because of his actions. The Trump administration and Democratic leaders are still far apart when it comes to passing economic relief amid the coronavirus pandemic. The two sides talked for hours yesterday about their latest proposals, but they reported very little progress. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The State Department is no longer telling Americans to avoid all international travel due to COVID-19, but most other countries still have barriers up for American tourists to visit, as now the U.S. is the global hotspot for the virus. Since the beginning of the pandemic, more than 160,000 people here in America have died from the virus. That's out of nearly 4.9 million recorded cases. The annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is kicking off today, despite the pandemic, in rural South Dakota. It's expected to bring as many as 250,000 visitors to the area, and this year it's set against the backdrop of the massive coronavirus pandemic, and it's stoking fears the rally could lead to a massive uptick in infections in a state with no mask requirements. A police spokesman in Sturgis says they're trying to prepare.
We prepare the best that we can with what we have. There's always the unknown with the Sturgis rally.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An executive order will keep U.S. companies from making transactions with the parent company of TikTok. President Trump signing the order yesterday that bars transactions with China-based ByteDance effective 45 days from now. The order states the video sharing app's data collection threatens to allow the Chinese Communist Party access to Americans' personal info. The president leaving the door open for an American company to buy the platform. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says a vote for Kanye West for president is really a vote for Donald Trump. Crowley said yesterday, along with Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson and the Milwaukee Common Council President Cavalier Johnson, that West's decision to run for the White House is really a Republican Party ploy. West filed to get on the November ballot there earlier this week, but it remains to be seen if he'll make it. The family of a man killed in the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans is hopeful his body can finally be recovered this weekend. Quinion Wimberly's family updating the progress of the removal yesterday following multiple delays due to weather and other issues. That accident happened back on October 12th of 2019, and it's National Purple Heart Day. President George Washington creating the Purple Heart Military Merit on August 7th, 1782. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.